You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Hello there, Joe and Mike, buildassetsonline.com, back again. Today we're doing another dropshipping product niche review. Very, very interesting. We joked about this on the last episode. And what were you saying? We're talking about clawfoot bathtubs, and then I said that you said there was change in it because the delivery driver probably just dropped a bunch of change in the tub for this lady, and she was pissed. And I said it's kind of like a wishing well. And then we realized that that's a potential high ticket dropshipping niche, so we decided to look into this whole wishing well thing. And I gotta say it's pretty interesting. So I didn't realize that there were so many different types of wishing wells that people could want to buy. And just pulling up some of these keywords in Ahrefs here, I knew that they were not going to be very competitive. But I do truly see, just based on the keyword volume, that there is some potential here. So look at this, Mike. Wishing well fountain. 800 searches per month. Zero keyword difficulty store in Ahrefs. 70 cents CPC, which that's just for text ads, could be way, way cheaper with Google Shopping. You can get penny clicks for that potentially. But, I do think that this is a really, really interesting product line that could potentially be explored. What do you think?
I think it's interesting for sure. And, I think it kind of falls into the outdoor decoration category. And yeah, Joe, this is one of those things that maybe, inside of our course, we would show people like how to find this. Naturally, it's like one of those things that people overlook. If someone's going to do home, everyone picks all the same home stuff. If someone's going to do outdoor, they all pick all the same outdoor stuff. These are the things that are just hidden right there. Great search volume, no competition. And yeah, I mean, people are out here buying these things. I see Overstock is selling them. Northern Tool, these things can get pretty expensive. I mean, I'm looking at one that's a stone wishing well in Overstock. It's like $2,500. This is it's an interesting niche.
And who doesn't want to make a wish? Like, I remember going to the mall when I was a kid, and there was a big fountain in the middle of the mall. And, parents, grandparents give us some change. You throw it in the thing. It's a nice activity to do.
Good old days, Joe, for the new normal.
But and again, like we talked about in the last episode, anytime you have something where there's a lot of different keyword variations, I always like that. So I'm really just scratching the surface in Ahrefs here because, again, we're looking when it comes to high ticket dropshipping, search volume we don't really care about. To be honest with you, if we see high search volume and low difficulty, that's good. But at the same time, I don't really concern myself with it too much. But just to show you that we're just scratching the surface here, some variations on this. Wishing well barn, wooden wishing well for bridal shower, wishing well fountain, garden wishing well bar. So these are all sorts of different variations that, if you create a page to serve customers that are looking for this stuff, if you have your Google Ads set up in a way to serve customers that are looking for that stuff, it doesn't look like there's a lot of other people doing it. So I don't know. Makes me very, very interested to look into this.
Yeah, and I don't see many competitors on the shopping ads either. I mean, I see Houzz, Overstock, but I'm not seeing, there's a bunch of other random people, but Overstock, they're super easy to destroy on ads because they can't. Do you think someone's in there tweaking the bids on the wishing wells? No, they have literally a million other products to worry about, so they're never going to be able to compete with someone like you that is selling wishing wells, maybe among a few other product types. You're doing the SEO, you're looking at all the product variations. It's too long tail for these big companies to get into. But for you, you can make a nice chunk of change, nothing to sneeze at. And you could take a chunk of that change and throw it in the wishing well.
Nice. Nice. That's why people tune in to Build Assets Online, for those types of jokes. So what was I going to say here? Yeah, I just want to go to the second page here of Ahrefs just to kind of pull up live some of the other interesting things that go along with wishing wells. So hold on. One thing I'm seeing here, it's not on the screenshot, is wishing well pump cover. So again, just scratching the surface here, but I would imagine that there's all sorts of shoulder products to go along with a wishing well. You got the pumps, you got the pump cover. This whole wishing well thing is opening up a whole new universe for me.
Yeah, it's like that sometimes. And that's why you really, all it takes is one product, and it can really send you down this rabbit hole of seeing everything that goes along with it. And if you think wishing wells is niche, then what's going on with the wishing well pumps? Like, there's probably even less people that are getting involved in that. But maybe you start selling like garden pumps and generals, and I don't even know. I'm not even familiar. Irrigation systems. There's so much that can go on.
Yeah, you get into this, you get into koi ponds. Like, it just, you know, it's endless where you can go from here, and just starting with something silly like wishing wells. But yeah, interesting. We're going to be doing more of these product review videos because I think there is a lot to talk about. And I think it even helps us come up with new ideas, because I know none of you out there are going to do anything. You're just going to sit there and watch us on YouTube. You're not going to go make a store.
It's like, it's like the Bitcoins, you know, when it's down, they say, oh, it's down, I'm not going to buy it, it's crashing. And then when it's up, you're like, oh, I got in too late.
Yeah. So we're just sitting here collecting the measly YouTube ad revenue, knowing that none of you out there are going to create a wishing well store.
Yeah, unfortunate. But it is what it is.
All right. Buildassetsonline.com/playbook. Check out the free web class. As usual, every video, you should know what it is by now. Buildassetsonline.com/playbook. And yeah.
Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.